Dis 8:15 en Jana,
kan ons nou uiteindelik by die mode uitkom?
Ons kan nou by die mode uitkom. Jy lyk vaal vandag.
Ja, wragtig, weet jy, jy, ek weet ook nou nie meer, my Afrikaans is op. And luckily I can speak English. Nicola Conradi en Namibie se boereontwerper sluit ons aan. Nicola, good morning, welcome to Cosmos.
Good morning, good morning.
Sorry for the long wait, but we had to give Code Red advertising. Okay, so because they won the competition. So, it's winter, and winter is always a dull kind of, you know, the world is grey and not really bad. The skies are really blue and it's cold. But, I mean, the green is mostly gone. The grass has gone yellow. So it's quite a, for me, always a very blur time. But I enjoy it because I can cover my bingo wings with long sleeves and my hips with all kinds of, you know, jerseys and jackets and scarves and things. What are the, essentially, let's first talk, what are the colours for winter this year? Right. No, probably not. I'm 4'7". Okay.
To be honest, most of the world is gray, like you said. So this year, because the European winter is only starting in now end of the year. So because we are more focused on outside fashion, and then we tend to take the trends and, you know, put them into use now for us. But because the world is so gray, nobody's really focusing on fashion. They just want to be comfortable. They just want to, you know, to be comfortable, exactly. So right now, because we don't have outside inspiration, it's a bit gray, to be honest. So we look to the Americans, we look to the Europeans. So if we see, okay, now everyone's indoors, they're not really focusing on fashion. So if you're comfortable, fine, because nobody's really looking at you.
So sweatpants. Oh, where it's at.
Sweatpants, jackets, whatever you can throw on and layer it all. Nobody's looking at you. They're looking at your mask.
in any case, they are looking at your mask. So really, there's, okay, because I'm assuming as well that the major haute couture names didn't do their shows. They didn't. So this year, we can actually get away with anything.
I even saw in, you know, what they're putting out is not more than 10 pieces, but it's just studio work that they just shoot it in a studio and put it on, but nobody's really focusing on it. So let's not waste too much time on it, because fashion shows had to be cut halfway through because of what's happening in the world. So it's not really important. That's what they think. You know, what you have, you can wear, because people are not focusing on fashion, and they want people to know that, you know, we're focusing on what's happening in the world, and you don't have to look stylish right now. It's an excuse to look.
It's an excuse to be sloppy. Fantastic. I like that very, very much. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Namibian flavor that we can add to what exists on the coat hangers and the shelves and the thingies in the stores. We'll talk in a couple of minutes. Ja, ons gesels met Nicola Conradi en Namibiese modeontwerper oor die nie mode hierdie jaar in winter. As gevolg van COVID is blykbaar sweetpakbroeke in orde. So net so dat julle allemaal weet, ek gaan vanavond vir my sweetpak kom werk. Nicola, okay, we were speaking off air. So accessories, you say, make the outfit.
Yes.
So it's always nice to invest in just a fun hat, maybe, because it's a lovely opportunity, I think, winter, to wear a hat or to wear a pretty scarf or some dazzling boots, right?
Yes. Yes, because the accessories here make your outfit. And because our winters are not so cold, you can always style it up with a pretty scarf, like you said.
And then, because we dress like onions, right? We pack on the layers in the morning, and then we unlayer, and then towards the evening we start to relayer.
Yes.
So it's got to obviously work. But, okay, so when we're looking at basics of a wardrobe, you want some nice winter slacks, you need maybe some polo necks if that's your thing, or some lovely long sleeve blouses, which obviously will have to go with a Spencer. I don't know. I'm like a Spencer girl. I have to wear a Spencer, otherwise I'm really cold, and then of course I die later on, but then I get cold again, so it works. But those items should be a little more lasting, a little more expensive, especially if you're talking about slacks or really timeless coats and classic boots and those. But when you're more of a trendsetter, you were saying go for the cheaper options. Look at what's fun, maybe.
You know, because you get the shops that sell, you know, fast fashion and, you know, that what's trending at the moment. So you would go for something if you are a trendsetter and you want to be stylish at that moment. You go and buy your cheap, you know, something cheap that you know, okay, next winter I probably won't wear it, but that's okay because I didn't spend so much money on it.
It might not even last to next winter.
That too. So, yeah. But it's okay because next, you know, next winter, you know, okay, I'll be sorted with what's new next year.
Would you suggest that one buys a leopard print coat for a high price? Is leopard print always in?
It's not always in, so I wouldn't recommend that.
Why? Why is leopard print not always in?
Yana actually says that she wants a leopard print bikini.
With glitter.
I mean, that's okay.
No, I don't.
To take off the attention.
Of what? My knees.
My mouth is shut.
So, okay, can we? You've got me completely off my story now because I'm thinking about this glitter leopard print bikini. So, okay, in your view, classic items, those expensive items, what colors are they?
I would say black, of course, primary, and then maybe brown, like a nude color. If you want, I mean, I think those are, because you can layer them with absolutely everything and anything, and I know that throughout the years, you can wear them nonstop. It's going to be like staple items. And also if it's more, you know, pricey, you know for sure you'll be able to wear it for much longer. I think if you want to push it a bit further, I'd say maybe gray and maybe a maroon and navy, then you have a complete set of staple items that you know you can wear throughout your lifetime, actually.
And if you're me, you're going to ignore that advice and buy something orange or yellow, but okay. We will be back after the news and then we'll chat some more.
Lekker Sunset Sweatshop met Aye op Cosmos 94.1. Klink amper soos of ek wil sê, Aye, jy lyk lekker.
Nee, ek dink aan Sunset Sweatpants.
Sweatpants of sweatbands.
Are sweatbands in? No, they'll never be in again, right?
I hope not.
You know, we all said the same thing about bell bottoms.
Oh, and, yeah, true.
Right? And everybody's like, oh, bell bottoms. And then all of a sudden, everybody was wearing hipsters with bell bottoms again. True. And my mother was going, well, my wardrobe is now gone. I should have just kept it. 40 years later, I can put them on again. Bell bottoms came back.
But fashion repeats itself because what else can we do?
But where are we now in terms of the repeat? Please don't tell me we're back to the 80s. Those shoulder pads and those loud plastic bracelets and the complimentary colors. Ugh.
Well, right now the ladies are dressing like men and running around in like ski pants and like big sneakers and oversized jumpers. So at this point,
anything really goes.
Anything goes.
I want us to get back to the 90s. The 90s was such a... almost a chic time, the linens and the, yeah?
I like that, actually. I think it was better on the skin.
Yes.
It was better on the skin.
Except for when you sit, that linen creases like anything. But okay. So our listeners, mostly the bulk, 35 to 45. So these are moms. They're busy. They're working. They've got all kinds of challenges. I am now a little bit out of that age bracket, but also only just, I might add. And obviously there's issues with bellies and middle age spread and all this other nonsense. What do we do? Okay, let's do it like this. What don't we do when we have challenges with hips and bellies?
Well, you accentuate the good on your body.
So my ankles.
You could, because also, right, what was in fashion was the jeans that just stopped above the ankles, to be honest. Ah. And they were wearing it with boots and, you know, so things always repeat itself at the end of the day. But what works for you works for you.
Yes. And I suppose if a woman is confident.
Yes.
And she feels good, then she's going to look good in any case.
True.
Okay. What's not for this winter? What are the knots? What are the knots really for any winter? Because we don't have any do's for this winter.
To be honest, anything's working this winter. You just have to be comfortable.
Yes, and warm enough.
And warm enough. So you put a scarf with your jacket. You can put anything on. And maybe just add like sunglasses and a hat. And you have a complete outfit.
And go and conquer the world.
Yeah, maybe some lipstick and go for it.
Yes. So anything really goes.
Anything goes, especially now.
And when will the fashion industry come back? I suppose as the, because I mean, those oaks must be working, right? They've got to be, they're obviously still designing, and I mean, the big fashion houses, they're still going on, but I'm not really seeing, I see also in the, all these retail stores, their winter ads are coming in. I'm not seeing anything specifically different this year as opposed to last year.
Well, right now, because I mean, a designer has their style. They're not trendsetters. They already have their basic style. So they just work accordingly. But also because now nobody's really focusing on fashion. They just have their staple outfits. Like you would know what is a Gucci, you know, sweater or, you know, those basics. So that is what they'll keep in their shops. But because they're not focusing on that, they're not going to add anything new. Everything is basic right now.
Okay. All right. Well, that helps. That makes my wardrobe a lot easier. We'll be back in a couple of minutes and chat some more. Yeah, Jean-Louis, jy moet nou ook mos nou nie. Ek wil nou nie. Jy moet nou nie.
Wat is ek nie, Jana?
Ek probeer nou dink om so te sê om nie mense
in die gesig te vat nie.
Jy moet nou nie 'n bokser broekie veldskoen man nie.
Jy glad nie. Nou,
maar so, jy nie 'n vraag nie. Kyk hoe sit jy met jou handjies. Het jy nie 'n vraag vir Nicola oor hoe jy dalk ook 'n bietjie beter kan lyk nie, want ek moet elke oggend na jou kyk?
Excuse me, jy het nog nooit gekla oor dat jy vir my moet kyk.
Omdat my ma my reg groot gemaak het.
Ek het nou net 'n vraag gehad, maar nou het ek hom in die tussentyd vergeet. Miskien gesels julle weer 'n bietjie verder dan ek dink oor my vraag wat ek gehad het.
Nicola, is pink still in for men?
Yes.
Okay, daar het jy dit, Jean-Louis, daar is jou vraag. Jy kan jou pink dra, asseblief.
Why did you say that looking at me? Because it seemed for a moment like that's the right answer to give now.
It is the right answer to give.
You can spice it up.
I love spicing it up, and yes. I love pink.
So, I love pink too. My hele slaapkamer is pink.
Waar is dit?
Glo dit of nie?
Ja, maar mense raak baie keer moeg vir te veel, vir pink
soos. Okay, dit is ligte pink. Ligte pink en grys. Dit is baie mooi in my slaapkamer. Nicola, ek wil nou nie meer met jou praat nie, Jean-Louis. Ek wil met Nicola praat. Nicola, so... As a professional fashion designer in Namibia, you obviously you have a store. What are the services that you offer to people like me?
Well, fashion consultancy. If you need a new fashion wardrobe, if you need me to help you and advise you, that's what I do. My expertise is anything fashion. So if you maybe gained or lost anything and you would want advice on what is it that I can, you know, incorporate in my new look, or if there's a, you know, you want to redo your whole wardrobe, like what is it that I would advise you to get or make for you? So anything fashion related, advising, you know, in the works, anything fashion.
But you obviously also do outfits, right?
I do mean, outfits, yes.
So now with matric farewells, I mean, I know the matric farewells are going to happen. The grade 12s must just chill. It'll happen. I just don't know if it's going to happen this year, but it will happen. And you say you've already got a client who's insistent that she needs her dress.
That it's going to happen and she needs it. Yeah. Even if it's just going to hang there, she just needs it. So we have the matrix that are optimistic that something's going to happen. So yes, I am busy with it.
And then of course, I'm thinking of, if you, for example, you need a couple of, because you're the kind of person, or you've married somebody who, for example, has a lot of these formal functions, it would be wise to maybe get two or three classical evening outfits, formal outfits made, and you can again just jazz it up with a different coat or accessorize, whatever. All right. And do you have a shop?
I have. In Auersblick, I have a studio space. So I have my workshop, and then I have like a shop space. So everything happens from there.
And how can people get hold of you?
My contact details, my email address, everything is online. So
What are the pages? Where can we find you? Facebook?
Nicola on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. So Nicola Conradi Fashions.
And that's Nicola with a K?
With a K, yes.
So Nicola Conradi Fashions, that's Facebook, that's Instagram, that's Twitter. Ek dink ek moet daar by haar gaan aanklop en Auersblick by haar studio, Jean-Louis, en vir my 'n dingetjie laat maak.
Ek dink dit is 'n baie goeie idee, maar ek het 'n vraag onthou.
Vra jou vraag.
Of enige gekry. Nicola, I like underwear. So my question is... fashion with regards to underwear, or is that just, do you just buy anything?
You gotta be comfortable.
It never gets seen necessarily, so is
that's
that
not
really?
True. Speak for yourself.
To be honest, underwear is always a thing. But at the moment, nobody's really focusing on it.
Mm.
It's like when those essentials, you would stick to the basics and what you can find.
Yeah.
Instead of going, like, unless you at night you do little fashion shows for yourself or
or then, your dogs, for example.
Then wow. Maybe you can work on something like that, you know, something exclusive.
I think what's important here to remember, Jean-Louis, we don't want to see a panty line.
Yeah, or any other line.
Or any other line, like the hems and so on. You don't want that. Nicola, thank you so much for your time. This conversation is spiraling out of control. Thank you so much. En dan net vir die luisteraars, as jy wil met Nicola contact maak, is Nicola Conradi at Fashions. Op Facebook, Twitter en Instagram, rondou dis met 'n K. Nicola met 'n K. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend.
Likewise.